First Pek of Mechulin, 10th Mishnah. Hatemed ad shelahich mitzayin nikar v'kesef ma'isa. Tamed is that after they make wine, they would drain off the wine and they remain with the pits and the peels on the bottom. Then they would pour more water over that and make a new wine. So it says, when you pour water over this, ad shelahich mitzayin, till it got a fermentation in this water, got a winey flavor, alcoholic flavor, then we look at the water as water, and therefore you cannot buy this, even if it has a slight flavor, with Maaser Sheni money, because you can only buy it with fruits. If it falls 3 lugim of this into a mikveh, which is not does not have its minimum share, it passels it, because that's the halacha of water that falls into a mikveh, passels it, if the mikveh did not have a full share yet. Mishech mit, when it already turned into wine, then the chiddush is that it has a status of wine, and therefore nikah kesef ma'isa. You can use ma'isa chain money just like you can use it for buying wine. In a place that's a mikveh, also does not pass on the mikveh as water falling into it. It's just as wine falling into it, which has different dinim. Another contrast was saying achim ashutvim, brothers that are partners. There's two ways of partnership. One is if they inherited from the father, they're not yet split up. The yerusha is considered one entity. If they split up the yerusha, even if they got back together again, that's considered a regular partnership. Chayv b'kalba means when two people give a ma'isa sheni, so they have to add a little bit to the amount. So when the chayv b'kalba means that they split up and they got back together again, therefore they're like two shutfim that give one shekel instead of each one individual should be giving a chatzi shekel, they have to add this kalba. And that, since they're regular shutfs, they're potter me ma'isa behema, because shutfim are potter me ma'isa behema. Shechayv ma'isa behema. When the chayv ma'isa behema, they never split up, so they're considered one unit. The chayv ma'isa behema, but the potter me na'kalbun. If they give one shekel for the two ma'isa shekels together, it's acceptable. Kol makum sheish mecher ein knas, kol makum sheish knas ein mecher. This is talking about a father has the right to sell his daughter up to age of 12. So the Tana of this Mishnah holds that up to the age of 12, if somebody rapes her, there's no knas, because there's no knas by a Tana, only by a Naya. Whereas once she became 12 years old, there is knas if somebody rapes her, but a mecher cannot sell her anymore because she's already 12 years old. Chalitza means somebody died and he didn't have children. His brother has to do either Yibam or Chalitza. Mian is somebody married a girl whose father died already, and one of the relatives married off his katana, less than 12 year old, to this person. It's the raisa doesn't take effect because the katana cannot get married. As the Rabbonin. The Rabbonin instituted that if she decides she had enough of it and she goes home, that terminates the marriage without a get. But it could only be done until she's bas mitzvah, until she's 12 years old, until she's a gdoila. So any point of time she could do this miyun, that's a sign that she's not a gdoila, and the male she can't do chalitza, because chalitza is only when she's a gdoila. Kol makom sheish chalitza, which is done when she's a gdoila, she can't do miyun. Kol makom sheish tkiya in abdola, kol makom sheish abdola in tkiya. Tkiya was made, 6 tkiyas were made at different times before Shabbos to remind people to stop doing malachas. Abdullah is on Matzah Shabbos, so when you're doing tkiya, it's Erev Shabbos, Abdullah's Matzah Shabbos, they never coincide. What happens if Yontov Shechali is Be'er Shabbos, that you have a Havdolah of Yontov and you have an Erev Shabbos also, because Yontov was Erev Shabbos. Toikim v'loim abdilim. The Tana holds that there would be Tokeya to remind people they should stop doing the Melechus Eichel Nefesh, but they would not say Havdolah. Matzah Shabbos, abdilim v'loim toikim. If Yontov came out on Matzah Shabbos, they won't do a Tokeya, because there's no need to do it, because anyway people won't do Melechus on Shabbos. Ketzin Mavdilim, when a person makes a Havdol between Shabbos and Yontif, when Yontif came out on Erev Shabbos, Hamavda Mekodesh Lekodesh, from one Kedusha to a different. Rav Deisayimah Ben Kodesh Chomer Lekodesh Kal. He says you have to be more specific. Obviously, we do not pass like that. Okay. He said it was true.